one of the saddest things that's happening, and happening systematically, is that young kids are killing themselves because of the experiences they're having on social media. Now, I may sound an old fuddy-duddy and all that stuff, and I don't care if I do, but I grew up in the 1950s and 1960s without social media. I see social media now, and I don't feel I missed out. In fact, I feel that I dodged a bloody bullet. Because I keep saying this is a psychological operation. You can't control billions of people physically, though they will if they get AI connected to the human brain. But at the moment, they can't. So they have to do it psychologically, and this is what social media has been is about. People like Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and all the other people that run that company and similar companies, they are absolutely disgusting people who are making a disgusting contribution to the world. And I wish I could say it to his face, because I would. Here's a story. And it could be one of endless now. Bullied schoolgirl, 12, hanged herself in her room 2 days before her birthday after sharing social media photo of her foot with RIP drawn on it, as coroner warns of her intense social media activity in days before her death. Jessica Scatterson took her own life at her home in Warrington, Cheshire, at 3:45 a.m. on April the 22nd. 2017. An inquest into her death heard her social media activity had been ramped up to intense levels, which led her to be emotionally overwhelmed before suicide. See, social media is such a bubble, you can believe the whole world's like that. Because if you're never off social media is the world. And thus what's happening there and what people are saying about you there, often behind their gutless login names, which allows psychopathy to express itself without consequences. You can think that that is the world, and it isn't. It's the world they're creating. It's the virtual world they're creating. And if you fall for that, then they got you. Even down to suicide. Drawings and notes referencing death and suicide were found in her room days after she passed. The notes included the name of an alleged bully. Nasty messages between the girl and her friends in the days leading up to her death were discovered on her iPad, the inquest heard. The hearing was told that Jessica's friends knew she had previously self-harmed, but never told her parents or teachers at the Penketh High School. A police inquiry revealed that there had been an incident related to Jessica being bullied at school in April 2016. Spectre Hannah Friend says Jessica had come home with scratches to her face and a swollen eye after arguing with another girl. The matter was reported to police, but it was unclear who started the fight, and so no action was taken. When quizzed by police, Jessica's friends denied she was bullied and said she gave as good as she got. Senior coroner for Cheshire, Alan Moore, said the level and intensity of her activity on social media platforms cannot have failed to have influenced her intentions. The British government has warned social media giants such as Facebook and Instagram, both owned by Facebook, that they'll be hit with a multi-million pound fine if they fail to get rid of their platforms of harmful content. Now, that again, going back to the story before, not about protecting children. How can you accept that a government and a system has this overwhelmingly desire to protect children when enormous numbers of them are allowed to go to bed hungry every night? It's the crocodile tears, it's the How do we manipulate emotion to get what they want? And what they want is to set more and more precedents for more and more reasons. To censor content that is not about harm. It's about putting out information that they don't want people to see. So harm suddenly takes on a much wider and, in the end, limitless perspective. No, they don't say increasingly that content must be censored because it's illegal. They say because it's harmful, which is a completely open definition that can be applied. These people are psychopaths. They don't care about children, but they care about using children. And to censor the internet, you need children who are harmed by the internet. And I say to kids, you know, don't let anyone else define you. Don't let some idiots at school define you. Define yourself. We have to look life in the face, and we have to not care what other people think of us. Because if we do, they control us. Even to the point, in some cases, of people take their life. I really wish I could talk to some of these kids. I really do. And here's another story, just to, you know, emphasize that this is not becoming rare or coming from a point of view of it's rare. It's a gathering phenomenon. Children as young as 9 are talking about suicide in class, teacher's survey reveals. Children as young as 9 are talking about suicide in class, a teacher's survey has revealed, as they warn that mental health issues are on the rise. Why? Why are mental health issues on the rise in children, even very young children? Because their minds are being played with on a level that people who haven't looked at this will have no comprehension of the scale of it. And it's a precursor to their minds being taken over completely by AI, because all these dots connect in the end. 4 in 5 teachers said they have a rise in pupils experiencing mental health problems, according to a poll conducted by the National Education Union. The survey of over 8,674 teachers and support staff found that 83% saw a rise in the past 2 years. SATs pressure and general expectations are taking their toll on more vulnerable pupils, one teacher commented, adding, "We have 9-year-olds talking about suicide." God, it's pathetic. Another teacher said that she had seen much more anxiety and self-harming among pupils, adding that there have been 3 suicides in 3 years in my school alone. 3 suicides in 3 years in one school. Best thing parents can do for their kids, in my view, get them off social media, get them off smartphones. And let them take their lives back. You know, people talk about, I want to do the best for my kid. Well, what is that? What is that? Buy them a smartphone? Is that doing the best for your kid? No, that's doing what your child wants, which is not necessarily what is beneficial. And when they get older and go out into the world, then, okay, well, they make their own decisions. But when they're young, they just come into the world. They're not wise about the world. They haven't been here long enough. Then people who have been here a bit longer need to say, hold on a minute, this ain't good for you. When you get older, you do what you like, but this isn't good for you. But of course, what people will get because of the programming of the children is that they take on the role of the villain. My mum and dad won't buy me a smartphone. All my mates have got them. But if you care about your children, then you'll take the role of villain because you know you're doing what you know is best for the child in the long run. So if I was, you know, a father of young kids today, no way would they have smartphones. And certainly not social media. If you want to talk to your mates, go around and talk to them. Meet them in the park. Meet them at their house or our house. Talk to them face to face. What humans used to do once. Like I say, all these things are connected.
The world needs renegades, and it needs them now.